I was 124 years old when I came back to life. First, there was warmth. Not sit by the fire with a cup of hot cocoa warmth that fills your bones. This was an uncomfortable, dry heat that my soul wanted nothing to do with. It spread like poison through my parched veins. There was an incompatible opposition between this unnatural warmth and a primal cold I felt deeply embedded in the pit of my stomach. A godforsaken cold I'd never be rid of and can feel to this day. This cold is only known to other people like me, though we rarely talk about it. It's a reminder of our first lives, of our death, a scar of the darkness that can never entirely leave us. My body demanded breath, but when I opened my mouth, a fluid that tasted like batteries flooded inside me. I gagged and choked, not even having the air to cough. A thick plastic surrounded me, suctioned against my skin, holding my body oppressively tight. I pushed and writhed as hard as I could, desperate to get away. Everything felt wrong. The heartbeat in my chest, the vibrations of sound in my ears. I wanted none of it. Then, the synthetic womb that had been my home for 101 years suddenly opened like an upside-down Ziploc bag. I fell, but the ground came quickly. The shock of colliding with the earth forced me, like a newborn foal, to take my first breath. Back arched, neck rigid, a hoarse inhale filled my dusty lungs. Devouring the newly found oxygen, my heart quickened, painfully beating like a sledgehammer against my ribs. Blood pushed its way uninvited through my arteries, inching up my chest, then my neck, until it pooled behind my eyes with so much pressure I feared they would pop out of my skull. Something wasn't right. This wasn't right. I wasn't all right. I had no idea where I was or even why I was. In that moment, I couldn't remember anything. Not my name, not Max, not my death. All I could think about was the darkness calling me back to it, begging for me to allow it to consume my body. It was angry, and so was I. I wanted to sleep. Being dead is exhausting. It's like those nights you fall asleep and then feel as if you wake up only a moment later. You know a long time has passed and you don't know what your body was doing, but it definitely was not resting. My eyes fluttered closed, and I found myself slowly drifting back to sleep, back to the sinister and welcoming darkness. Before it wrapped itself around me yet again, I heard, "Wake up, Al." The voice was comforting and loving. "It's time to get up." Finally, I opened my eyes, and there he was. Max. My Max. In his soft gaze was a lifetime of love. A love that I didn't yet remember, but instantly recognized as ours. He reached out his hand. Magnetically, I was compelled to take it, to accept the warmth. The darkness pulling me down was no competition anymore, not to those eyes. The sensation of blood rushing through my body began to feel less odd. My cells vibrated with hope. I took the hand of this man I knew but couldn't quite place. When we touched, my fingers tingled as they fused into his, as we each became whole. It only lasted a moment. As quickly as he appeared, he was gone. The truth was, I was alone. Alone and naked. Like Eve, I became embarrassingly aware of my bare body and attempted to cover myself. After a century of death, not even knowing my own name, 23 years of sexual repression and bodily shame were still ingrained in me. "Hello, Alibine Rivers." It was that voice again. Except this time it wasn't Max. This was real. The unfamiliar voice crackled through the speakers in the room.